live from Snake Island in Brazil, home of the world's largest population of venomous snakes. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, songwriter, cartoonist, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, the Grand Marshal of this year's Mardi Gras Parade, Richard J. Ringhausen. And, are you ready? Marksman, sculptor, world-class tracker, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. The stunt double for Rick Moranis in the original Ghostbusters. The youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
You found it. You found it.
Sunshine Superman.
Kind Sunshine of... Superman by Donovan Leitch.
Groovy, huh?
It is groovy, man. Psychedelic 60s stuff right there.
Have you listened to...
You know, there's a song that uses that exact same soundtrack.
Is it
it's called...
Tupac Shakur?
No, it's not Tupac Shakur, for Pete's sake. It's called Legend of a Cowgirl by Imani... Coppola.
Oh, don't
you
care. Don't
you
care.
You never heard it?
Don't care. Don't you haven't heard it? Don't care. Oh my God, you're not going to play it, are you? Well, Donovan Leitch got some cash out of it.
Exact same song.
What
only
a coincidence.
It's a rap song.
Well, you made fun of me when I said Tupac Shakur. It wasn't too far off the mark, was it?
You like the original or the...
Well, I like both of them the same, I think.
Okay, Rick, you need to stop carrying on like this because we have a guest here today.
We do have a guest here today. Why don't you introduce our guest here today?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Jimmy Fitzpatrick, Jimmy Buzz Fitzpatrick to all the space heads out there.
Kind of a space head, you know.
You're spacey, all right. What our guests don't know is that Jimmy was the, I guess, sanitary engineer on the International Space Station by accident. He was in there cleaning when it took off, and so they weren't coming back for 6 months. So for 6 months, he was trapped on the International Space Station as the, I guess...
We ain't got to do all that. You cut the crap. I was a janitor, all right? A janitor.
On the space station.
I didn't want to deride you in any way. I mean...
Okay, now, the space station, the International Space Station, has been up there a long time.
Long time.
And they put it together module by module.
Piece by piece.
Originally, it was all NASA and Roscosmos, right?
Okay, here's what my question is. If Americans are sending parts up there and the Russians are sending parts up there, whose tools are they using to put it together? Does it actually match up?
Yeah, I think it's designed specially to match up.
Or is there a lot of caulk?
But in terms of the
back... Jimmy, what story there?
Well, actually, there was it's kind of a funny story.
we'll judge that.
Some knucklehead, some absolute deviant decided...
Whoa. Don't use technical terms on us. We're kind of a... You know.
Right. Sorry, I'll go lower brow than janitor talk.
When you're talking to Alan, but me, I'm a space...
He's a space nut.
Yeah.
Rick's a space nut.
I will understand everything you're talking
about. You got it half right.
Alan's just the nut. Got you. Okay, well, yeah, some knucklehead decided... Like, I'm just the janitor. I just clean and I leave, right? We do have mechanics up there who fix things like toilets, toilet mechanic.
Engineers,
right.
And if you're NASA, like an astronaut gets sent up, they automatically pop you with a rank, you know.
You're like a captain, or I mean,
oh, yeah.
Nobody's going up as like a private first class astronaut. You're always going up at least captain ranked or higher.
Yeah, they were the meanest to me personally. But yeah, everybody.
The Americans or the Russians?
Both. Yeah, the Russians. They were actually less mean because I had a really hard time kind of figuring out what jabs they were pulling. But yeah, the Americans, they were just kind of. They were like your uncle who's a pipe fitter, calls you gay, that kind of thing, when you're not really gay. But stuff like that, if that makes sense.
Did they ever actually use your name, or was it just, hey, you?
Mostly what you said.
Mop boy.
Mop boy.
Yeah. Now, my understanding is that once NASA started contracting all this, the running of the space station out, to like Elon Muskox or whoever does those sorts of things, that then he was allowed to hire contractors to just go up and do things like do maintenance on the parts of the space station.
It didn't have to be a NASA employee.
It didn't have to be a NASA astronaut anymore, like our guest.
Right.
Right.
So when like Musk contracts with you guys, what's your rate of pay?
It starts at $6.50 an hour, but in space it's a little different because time is just different up there. So really, I haven't got, you know, we're contractors, so we usually get our, you know, from what I hear, we get our pays, you know, way later, like way later, whenever they get around to it. So I don't know, man. I mean, we'll see. Word on the streets about, well, down on Earth, I was getting $6.50 at Johnson Middle School, right? And
so, how did you come to be hired by them?
Sure. So basically, Elon Musk's daughter, right? She's sixth grade, plays ball.
I was about to ask if she's hot, but if she's sixth grade, I'm going to back off of that.
No, she's so hot. but like, no, I kid. I got to keep my job. I can't be joking like that. That's not kosh. So Elon Musk's daughter had in Pennsylvania, where I'm from, Hershey, Pennsylvania. They had a basketball tournament up there, and they came all the way there, and they saw Elon went to take a crap. Sorry, take a dump.
I guess we'll be editing that one. Go ahead.
Elon went to do his thing.
Better.
And, you know, he noticed just he walked in, and he was taken aback by the sparkles on the backs of the toilet seat. And he said, who did this? What? Whose work is this? This is incredible. And he reached out to the district, and they reached out to me, said Elon was a big fan
Jimmy,
of my work.
Jimmy, let me ask you something. Do you get paid in dollars, rubles, or Bitcoin?
Well, I got a letter, and it said it's pending. And I'm assuming it's going to be Bitcoin, because that's their whole thing, I think.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean...
Now, did you watch the movie?
Like the big dude on Bitcoin, or
is he? He might be.
Pretend money.
Exactly. Did you ever see the movie Right Stuff?
Yes.
And some of the astronauts, and this is a true thing, would take like souvenirs up with them, you know, like in their pockets and stuff, and in their gear, their bags of gear. And then when they got back to Earth, they would sell them, saying, you know, this has been in space. Have you done anything like that?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I don't have much of value, but
donates his blood.
I mean,
some of it he donated up there by accident.
Well, if I'm donating it, how would I make money?
Selling
your blood.
Well, you said donate. Sorry, what? You're the host. I'm so sorry.
He just straightened you out, Alan.
Maybe that's why I got so many space wedgies up there, because I was real firecracker.
Okay, so when you're cleaning the and I don't want to say anything awkward here or anything, but when you're cleaning the toilet,
doesn't everything
there,
float?
Doesn't it? Yeah, isn't it just like suspended, floating around in space?
Oh yeah.
Well, you use a vacuum to suck all that up. Or
yeah, and the problem
you
is
you can't use a space sponge.
Right. Well, we do have those, but
space sponge.
The budget's limited, so space sponges we only get one for the whole time, and I use that pretty quick. First day, and then I had to just kind of rely on the vacuum. And the problem is the vacuum is attached to my suit. And so most of the space objects that I do, it just kind of, it filters into a tank in my suit. there's not really much of a barrier. So
it's supposed
to
be sealed, right?
Supposed to be. They kind of cut corners.
Yeah, but no, wait a minute. When you're up there and the space station is equalized and you don't have to wear your suits, you guys are in there just like in your underwear and stuff, aren't you?
Most of the guys are. They made me wear my suit the whole time because they thought it'd be funny.
What about the ladies?
Oh, no. They don't. It depends if the guys are around.
Depends is the word to use right here.
Really depends on the situation. If all the guys are around, you know, broing it up, then the ladies are a little more coy, and then they won't. But if, you know, most of the guys are, you know, in their bunks and everything, the ladies will sip on some tea, you know, and, you know, cut loose.
Okay, when you say sip on tea, they can just, like, squirt it out in the little drops, and you just suck them
and
up out of the air.
Exactly. It is a spectacle, gentlemen.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, well, what is the... Are you done over there, Rick? What is space food like? Do you get any tang?
Oh, yeah, no, that's the thing. It's the big joke, but we get so much tang. And space food's actually absolutely delicious. We had this chef from this restaurant in Chicago, this Michelin star restaurant.
Just asking if it gets a lot of tang. Okay.
Oh, I was in space. What do you think, Alan? No.
No.
No. Not a lot.
A lot of dudes up there.
A lot of dudes, a lot of time on our hands, and a little very lonely.
And a lot of space drink.
Very lonely. It's probably like the army, but you don't have to be so hush-hush. There's only 10 of us, so we just really get to go wild, kind of do whatever we want.
Okay, I don't want to know this.
I shouldn't.
What?
Well, he's leading up to a space wrestling, like what, alligator
what
wrestling.
What happens in the submarine
wrestling.
Stays in the submarine.
Well, that's right, but we decided we would tell everybody because we're trying to generate some buzz for the space program. So we want recruits to
generate
come in
some buzz from buzz. You get that? I thought that was kind of cute.
I'm trying to generate my own buzz.
So how, you know, I mean, when you're up there and you're with these astronauts, most of which are, you know, like engineers and doctors and different things, they're performing various experiments.
And I was going to say,
have you become
considerably higher educated than the space
janitor?
in
theory, you could have been their lab rat. They could be testing things on you and you may not even know it.
I may not even know it. To be honest with you, I haven't considered it. I did get a lot of shots in my ass that they would tell me was for nausea. And
you mean like to cause it or
would
take
you,
it away?
Would you wake up in the morning with like tape over your mouth?
Sometimes. But they told me it was just a respirator type thing, just to kind of equalize my lungs. But
when you say bunk, though. Isn't there some? I mean,
they strap you to the wall.
No, I thought you're like in a bag. Don't you sleep in a bag so that you don't float? I mean, seriously, so you don't float all over?
Some guys do. Some guys just float, man. They float up to the ceiling and they just, it's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, you know, where they're floating up there after they drink that stuff and then they're just floating.
Fizzy lifting drink.
I thought that they did some kind of a tether thing or Velcro's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
On the space station. I think you can even wear Velcro booties so you can walk around and have that sensation that you're actually walking as opposed to floating.
Some guys like to do that. The more grounded folks, the more professional ones. Most of the guys just like to float around. And
so, I mean, back in the old days, you know, when they were training astronauts to go up in space, they'd take them on the Vomit Comet, you know, which would...
Oh, create a certain level of G-force and stuff like that?
Or a level of weightlessness.
Okay.
It's fly the airplane on a parabolic curve, and at the top of the curve, it would
and then drop
simulate
it down.
Weightlessness.
Yeah.
My understanding is they don't do that anymore. They just assume that you'll get used to it when you get up there.
Well, he had to.
Is that the way it worked?
I got to be honest with you guys. I was debriefed very, very little. Again, I was at middle school in Hershey, and they brought me in. 2 days later, I was up there. They didn't tell me a thing. They didn't tell me a single thing. They said, here, wear this sometimes. They said, eat this sometimes. Sometimes you'll feel like this. Sometimes you'll feel like that. And I felt all that, but I didn't know. They debriefed me on none of the science, none of the logistics, anything. I was really there just to keep that place sparkling clean, and I did it. So,
what kind of cleaning products are safe on an International Space Station?
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they get out of the bottle, then you got to, you know, scoop them up.
Like bleach or ammonia?
Both. And I've eaten my fair share.
I bet you have. What you got there, Rick?
Got commercial.
Okay.
Here, you do it.
I'll do this.
Are you guys fighting?
We don't fight.
This is a
hardly ever.
Commercial. We take a commercial break.
Oh, right on.
We have to pay for our airtime.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Single Serve Turtle Soup on the Half Shell. That's right, Uncle Den is finally supplying the world with all-natural turtle soup made only the way he could make it. Uncle Den starts with free-range North American box turtles captured daily in the Ringhausen orchards. Then, with a patented process, the turtles are placed in a special high-speed turtle shaker that emulsifies the reptile into pure turtle butter. Then, the shell is gently pried open and the puree is seasoned with Uncle Den's secret blend of herbs and spices. The entire turtle shell and all... The entire turtle shell and all is then shrink-wrapped in an airtight package ready for delivery to your kitchen. Once you have the turtle, it couldn't be easier. Simply shake the turtle vigorously for 30 seconds to mix the contents, then pop it into the microwave, shell and all. In 3 minutes, you'll be enjoying some of the most delicious turtle soup on the planet, stylishly served in nature's bowl. Don't wait. Get yours today. Uncle Den's Turtle Soup on the Half Shell.
Woo!
That sounds delicious. That'd be great in space.
It would be great
in space. It's vacuum packed.
We got to get
vacuum
some of that.
Sealed.
The guys would go crazy over that. We would go hog wild.
You know, and I don't even think you have to microwave it. You could eat it cold.
Yeah, kind of like vichyssoise.
Yeah.
I mean, vichyssoise.
It's not that much different than sushi.
They have sushi in space?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was mostly the cream cheese one. Seafood for some reason.
Oh, this is so creepy. I might have to bleep this, too. I can't do eating sushi raw fish.
You're a sushi eater, aren't you?
I can absolutely.
Tell it right now.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite gas station?
We eat gas station sushi?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It was equivalent to the stuff we had up there. It was rough. But if anything, I actually have to eat that to acclimate back to Earth.
Let me ask you this. The Russians.
Okay.
Do you get along with them?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
If you clean all their stuff.
Now, do they share their food? I mean, what do the Russians bring up there?
Yeah. So,
like herrings and borscht and
a lot of turnips. A lot of floating turnips around. A lot of times they eat liver and cabbage on the regular for like every other meal.
Not liver and onions, liver and cabbage.
Cabbage specifically. Okay. Yes. I've learned.
Now, have you picked up a Russian?
Like a language. Russian woman.
Have I picked up a Russian? I picked up a couple. Okay.
To me large kiss.
That's right.
That's not Russian. That's Slavovian. I recognize that accent.
Slavovian rabbit.
Yes.
Luckily, my wife, well, you know, unlucky to some, but luckily, I'll just say, my wife left me right before we took off because she said, 6 months. I don't know how I'm going to do that 6 months without you and your loving.
Oh, what a lie. Do you believe that, Alan? Look at him. So do you believe that for
she
a second?
Said 6 months without that? Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do. So she left me right before
that part off. I don't doubt. Okay, here's a question I've got.
Okay, go ahead.
You've seen like the old sailing movies where the first time they cross the
equator, they get a tattoo.
They have like an initiation for the first timers.
Yes.
Now, I know that, like, when you go to the South Pole...
They used to lay over a cannon and then fire the cannon while you're laying on it.
That's punishment, too. They didn't do that to you. But, like, the South Pole, they initiate you by you have to go out to the actual South Pole in your underwear or some such thing like that. So
in the old days, when men were men, they'd keel haul you. That's where they'd tie a rope to you and drag you under the keel of the boat.
That's to kill you, not to initiate you.
That's when men were men. Didn't you ever read Mutiny on the Bounty, man?
I'm sure they didn't keel haul you.
Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead. My question is...
So they'd shove him out of the space station, out into space with a rope tied around, and drag him all the way around the space station and pull him back in.
Okay, Buzz, here's a question for you. What's the initiate? I'm sure, knowing that most of them are old army, that there's an initiation for newcomers.
The Shaga?
There's a word.
Well, they start with shaving you. That's how we usually start with that space butter. They'd rub it all over you and shave you.
You're wearing a hat. Take your hat off. I see that. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you want to.
Shaved head.
Shaved head. Sure enough. Go ahead.
And tattooed.
Yeah, I got Buzz Aldrin's head tattooed on my head. That was part
and
of
Buzz
it.
Buzz Aldrin's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
did you look up who the only original astronauts
there's,
still alive?
There's like three of
these
them.
Are the, there were 15 men who landed on the moon.
16.
Okay. 16 over time.
14.
And I reported last podcast that only one was still alive.
There's three still alive. Three or four still alive.
Wow. And no, we didn't go to the moon, but I should be on that list.
Why?
Because, man, I did a great job of
it's more a, space.
It's
more
a,
space.
It's a list of who went to the moon. Why would you be on the list if you weren't?
Because the rope they dragged me from almost reached the moon. We're about 13 feet off, and then they reeled me back in. So
your umbilical?
Yeah.
You know when they put you out on one of them, it's like a like bungee jumping almost?
It's an umbilical. It's not like a bungee at all.
It is. Ask Buzz!
Now, these guys that are on the International Space Station, when they come back down to Earth, they're shorter.
Yeah.
They're, your spine compresses.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually, they're like an inch or two shorter when they get back to Earth.
When I left, I was about 6'6". Now I'm about 5'10". So I got the brunt of it, mostly because they were just beating the hell out of me the whole time.
How long were you in space, Alan?
Huh?
I said, you were in space a long time, weren't you?
Here we go. Here we go.
I want to hear this.
Oh, he's so
making
short.
A short joke.
Oh, sorry. I lost a lot of brain up there. Just went right out my ears up there, man.
I'm not saying nothing. Go ahead, Alan.
Ha, wait, you are short.
Which would lead one to believe that I've been in space for a long time.
Yeah. Why don't you take your hat off, see if you've been initiated, too.
Let's see that tattoo.
We've asked other guests this. If you were going to get a tattoo, what would it be?
Oh, man. Well, my wife says...
The NASA emblem?
Ex-wife. Or did you get a new one?
Well, we technically haven't signed the papers. That was too far away. She tried to send them up there, but they got lost somewhere in the stratosphere. And I don't know if I'm going to sign them. And I also don't...
I wouldn't if I was you. What are you going to find?
Now, let me ask you this. When you're up there, do you think a lot about like movies like Alien and other movies of space where there's some creature that comes and kills you?
Well, it's funny you say that, because if I had to get a tattoo, I'd get the Mount Rushmore of women that I think are the coolest.
Ooh, what a great... Then we might have to do a whole topic of the women.
That I think are the coolest. I would get Sigourney Weaver right in the face of Washington.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver's good first choice.
Sigourney Weaver.
So it's funny you go there just because I was thinking Sigourney Weaver, but I thought y'all would think that was weird.
Well, we think you're weird, but who's, Sigourney Weaver's
who's
good.
Who's the chick that did that gravity thing with George Clooney?
Oh, Sandra?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, yeah. She could be up there. She could be on there.
What about Lieutenant Luhura?
Now, who's that?
Oh, Nicole Nichols. Or Nicole, yeah. From Star Trek.
Oh, you know, you're going to think I'm such an idiot. I've been to space, but I've never seen Star Trek. Isn't that the ultimate irony?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Carrie Fisher next. Other babe in space.
Carrie Fisher, when was she in space?
Princess Leia!
Oh.
God.
Oh, I think that's pretend space, though, not like...
Oh, and Star Trek's
like Lieutenant Luhura's not?
All right. Those are
or
actually,
Sandra Bullock's not?
Those are pretty good choices.
Sigourney Weaver's not?
I would think that Mount Rushmore would draw more
people.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good.
So wait, you were so taken with Gravity, the movie, that you thought it was real?
Yeah, well, isn't it?
That was a duck?
Okay, now, I I don't know if this is rumor or fact or what, but I think that you could probably... set the record straight. I had heard that while you were in space, that you were trying to come up with ways of supplementing your income, and that you were...
I know where you're going with this. Yeah,
like
go ahead.
Anytime one of the famous astronauts would like drink from a cup, like a paper cup, instead of throwing it away in the trash, you were saving it and writing whose name was... You'd tell them, you know, write your name on your cup so we don't get them all mixed up. And then you got like instant autographs, right?
Oh, I have so stacks, stacks.
So you were saving those and then selling them back here on planet Earth?
And, yes. And what I would do to get them to drink more, I would throw a bunch of sand in the air so their mouths got all dry and their throats got dry and they'd be coughing and choking. So they'd have to drink more Tang and more water, space
more
water.
Cups.
So more cups.
You know, and I would think, I got to think Elon Musk could be cool with that.
Probably. And like their
money making guy like him?
Their tennis shoes, you know, they get wore out in space, you know, space gloves, you know, everything. You know, like,
how would a tennis shoe get worn out in space?
I don't know.
Yeah, their shoes were the
smelly.
Their shoes were like brand new, really gross though.
Oh, yeah, there's a question. I mean, do people get gamey up there? Is it gamey? Does it smell?
They can't take a shower. You can't take a shower.
Yeah, you can.
You take a sponge bath.
No, yeah. They got like a little hose thing, don't they? What do they got?
Well, that's why the space sponge...
It's just going to float around in there.
That's why my space sponge... We got one space sponge for the in the budget. And
you were the sponge boy.
I was sponge boy. That's why it got so gross, because I had to clean all the implements around
the station. Oh, you got to get more money.
Yeah. It really blew my mind, because I thought this was like an endless bank account, right? Endless supply, but they were pretty stingy with everything. Yeah, I had to sponge everybody everywhere.
Remove water from back.
There was also a rumor, and again, I don't know if this is true, that you were saving hair from the various astronauts, but you couldn't identify whose was whose.
Well, I was shaving hair and then saving hair, and you had to...
Hair grow faster on the space station?
Yes. Contrary to what they think, it's normal, but no, yes, it is. People were getting crazy.
Kind of shaggy up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was like the 70s all over again.
Now, my understanding is that the last round of flights that went up, the
ones got stuck up there.
Yeah, the ones that, but then the one that you came back on when they finally brought people down, before that they had a dog in space they actually did an experiment, but actually it turned out to be the pet of everybody.
They were taking all kinds of stuff up there. You know, like the dog, they had tons of mice and rats and rabbits and insects and different things they were taking up there
Did you get to see the dog?
No, I didn't get to see the dog. He died instantly, unfortunately, contrary to what they say. I know it's tragic. It's really, really sad. Wow. He was a Pomeranian, and he exploded upon ascension, but we did have a porcupine.
Ascension is in biblical?
Like Jesus?
I call it that because it was so tragic when the dog died. I call it the ascension because it was so...
Why would you take porcupine in space when you got...
You know, I can see... I didn't hear much about that. I guarantee you that got hushed.
Yeah.
Because that sort of thing...
When you got pressurized spacesuits and you're carrying a porcupine around up there?
You know,
that didn't make any sense.
But I'm telling you that...
What engineer came up with that?
That first dog that the Russians actually blasted up, Laika.
What was its name?
Laika.
Okay.
Killed it. I mean, Laika did not come back.
The Russians were killing quite a few animals there in the beginning, I think. Well,
you ever think about that there's like a Russian capsule still orbiting Earth with a dog skeleton in it?
Dog skeleton in it? Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. I'd like to go retrieve it.
Yeah. Retrieve it.
Wait, like, go get it?
Yeah.
Retriever.
I lost most of my humor in space, if you can't tell. Those guys were really mean to me, real brutal. So now I just, for some reason, just don't get jokes.
Do you keep in touch with anybody?
If they ever reach out to me, I will just have to move again. They were so, so cruel. I hate to, oust them like that, but it was just, man, it felt like fifth grade all over again. You know, I don't think there was a day where my boxers weren't, put over my head.
Kids didn't start picking on you until fifth grade.
Until fifth grade. Well, the problem was...
He was homeschooled till then.
The problem was that's about the time testosterone starts boosting. And before that, it was a pretty level playing field. And I was a bit of a late bloomer.
You got in one of them schools where there's a couple of those guys that like... became like full bore men, when they're like in seventh grade, like 6 foot tall, shaving,
Yeah, they were sneaking off, fornicating in middle school and all that. And I don't want to talk about that. You know, sixth graders are
good.
Not hot. I just want to reiterate, sixth graders, not hot to me.
Okay, Jimmy. believe it or not, we are out of time.
Oh, man.
This interview has been out of this world.
has been brought to you by Tang and NASA.
See you later from Rick Gator.
Buzz signing off.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. The part of Jimmy Buzz Fitzpatrick was played by Luke McGuire. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production.
Airstrike Tranquility Base here. The Gator has landed.